This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a decisive victory in the Delhi Assembly elections, marking its return to power after nearly 3 decades, defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, in the national capital. Results declared so far for 69 out of 70 assembly seats show BJP has won 47 seats and is leading in one seat, while Aam Aadmi Party has bagged 22 seats. Third contender Congress has been completely wiped out in the polls after failing to win even a single seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that a lot of enthusiasm can be seen among the people after electing BJP to power in Delhi. Addressing BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Modi thanked Delhiites for imposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights. Now we go over live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
Dimagi bukhar ka kahar barasta tha, lekin humne iska ant karne ke liye sankalpbaddh hokar kaam kiya. Aap yaad kariye, महाराष्ट्र में हर साल सूखे के कारण हमारे अन्नदाताओं पर कितना बड़ा संकट आता था, लेकिन हमारी सरकार आने के बाद हमने जल युक्त शिविर जैसे अभियान चलाकर किसानों तक पानी पहुंचाया. हरियाणा में किसी को बिना खर्ची बिना पर्ची के सरकारी नौकरी नहीं मिलती थी, लेकिन आज बीजेपी ने वहां सुशासन का नया मॉडल स्थापित कर रही है. पूर्वोत्तर में हमारी सरकारों ने वहां के लोगों को विकास की नई धारा से जोड़ा है. एक जमाना था जब गुजरात में पानी का इतना बड़ा संकट था, खेती किसानी मुश्किल थी, लेकिन आज वही गुजरात एग्रीकल्चर पावर हाउस बनकर उभरा है.
We are now joined by our correspondent Suparna Saikia over the phone for the updates on the Delhi poll results. Suparna, what are the latest updates that you have for our listeners?
Yes, Abhishek, BJP has clinched a historic victory in Delhi after 27 years. And on the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party has suffered a massive setback. Performance of Congress is dismal as the party has failed to yet again open its account for the third consecutive time. BJP's landslide victory this time is being attributed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's guarantee. The Union Budget 2025, which focused on the middle class, also seems to have won people over. And this time, people in the national capital have opted for a double-engine Sarkar. On the other hand, rising pollution, poor condition of roads and infrastructure, garbage issues, alleged liquor scam against AAP leaders seem to have turned the people away from AAP this time. Back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Suparna, for that latest update. Well, moving on, in the by-elections, BJP's Chandra Bhanu Paswan has won the Milkipur Assembly constituents in Uttar Pradesh. Counting of votes for by-elections in Erode East Assembly constituents in Tamil Nadu is in progress. Chandira Kumar VC of DMK is leading in the seat. Ministry of Defence today signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 EON-51 systems for 11 new generation offshore patrol vessels and 3 cadet training ships for the Indian Navy. The contract will cost over 642 crore rupees. EON-51 is an electro-optical fire control system which provides search, detection and classification of targets using electro-optical and thermal images devices. This move will help generate employment opportunities over a period of 3 years and encourage active participation of various Indian industries, including MSMEs. In the Indian Super League ISL football, the match between Hyderabad FC and Mohammedan SC is underway in Hyderabad. At halftime, Hyderabad FC was leading by 2-0. The Hyderabad strikers found the target in the 24th and the 45th minutes of the first half. And that is the end of this news bulletin.